somebody. I am somebody. I am somebody. Respect me. Protect me. Never neglect me. I am somebody. Red and yellow. Brown, black, and white. We're all precious in God's sight. Everybody is somebody. Stop the violence. Save the children. Down with dope. Up with hope. Down with dope. Up with hope. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. Let me hear you scream.
All right. Up with hope. Down with dope. All right. All right. Welcome, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And every single Thursday, we do the exact same thing here on this station. We do What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? And it's good times, you know, for everybody. Everybody enjoys himself. We just play a clip of Jesse Jackson, and we ask you what he's saying. If you get it right, you get yourself a prize, man. You know, it's like we're a carnival here. And tonight, you're going to get a four-pack of tickets to IndieFest 2008. Look at that. Party with great independent film artists at AMC Theaters and the House of Blues in downtown Disney tomorrow through August 15th. So a four-pack of tickets. We got eight of those, and we got some other stuff to give away. So should be pretty cool, man. All right, here's the phone number, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
520-9710.
Yes, Jesse. Thanks for helping out with the number, man. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? And what we do is we play a clip for everybody. And if you can identify again what he's saying, you're going to get yourself a prize. And here are some of the clips you're going to be hearing tonight. And what the hell did Jesse Jackson say?
Question, if you want to keep your job, bow!
Please say something else for the group.
First class. You could have got kicked by a bigger sheep.
When the children of Israel got across.
First class. Get the degree. Form a whole a dormitory. Zanona, look at that, Zanona. Proud that time.
Please say something else for the group.
We just have to come up here. Shadrach, Meshach.
First class.
And the vinegar with names assigned to them. This is not what happened to a few of them. You're in the kingdom in London.
First class.
In your secret place. With murder and murder it was. We were the chief presenters of the proposition. God matched us on course that we used to couldn't even.
Oh, boy.
On the two together seat. No more apple pie.
All right. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying, everybody? Here we go. Here's your first clip. And again, good luck to all the players. And if you can't get through, keep trying because we roll through calls pretty quickly here. So 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Here's your first clip. Good luck, folks.
President, if you want to keep your job, bow. President, if you want to keep your job, bow. President, if you want to keep your job, bow. President, if you want to keep your job, bow.
Jesus Christ.
President, if you want to keep your job, bow.
All right, John and Ventura, you're up first here. You're live on 97.1 Free FM.
President, if you want to keep your job, bow.
You certainly want to keep your job now.
I believe that's incorrect.
No!
Yeah, but we thank you for calling.
President, if you want to keep your job, bow. President, if you want to keep your job, bow.
Douglas in Pasadena, you're on 97.1.
President, if you want to keep your job, bow.
If you're pregnant, you better keep your job now.
That's it, dude. Congratulations, man. Yeah, if you're pregnant, you got to keep your job. Either bow or now. I'm not sure what he said there at the end.
President, if you want to keep your job, bow.
All right, congratulations, that young man. Douglas in Pasadena, you got four pack of tickets to IndieFest 2008. Slide out there. Enjoy yourself, man. Look at that. All right, we move on here. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
Please say something else for the group. Please say something else for the group. Please say something else for the group.
Jesus Christ.
Please say something else for the group.
Michael in the Inland Empire, you're on 97.1.
Please say something else for the group.
Hey, Sam, please say something to the rest of the group.
You know, I think we're going to give that to you, dude.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah. Hold on one sec. I think he's saying, please say something to us, the group.
Please say something to us with group.
Or with group. Yeah, with group.
Please say something to us with group.
All right, you got about 99% of it, and we didn't know what the last word was, so you win. All right, the third one. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
First class. First class. First class.
Robert in Southgate, you're on 97.1.
First class.
I think he's saying first class.
Yes. Three.
Show your appreciation. Show your love.
Three winners in a row.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. The record is six. Six winners in a row. Six callers got it on the very first time. We're already halfway home. Here's your next clip.
You could have got kicked by a bigger sheep. You could have got kicked by a bigger sheep.
Dennis in Lancaster, you're on 97.1.
You could have got kicked by a bigger sheep.
I think he's saying you could have got kicked by a bigger sheep.
That's exactly right,
dude. Give it up, West Side.
Wow, four for four. Two-thirds of the way towards the record of six straight Jesse Jackson clips. Very exciting here tonight. All right, here's the fifth clip. And again, it's going to be Scott in Orange County. You're going to be responsible to keep the string going here.
When the children of Israel got across. When the children of Israel got across. When the children of Israel got across.
All right, Scott, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
When the children of Israel got across.
All right, let's try this. When the children of Israel got across.
Yeah.
All
right, congratulations. All right. And again, we had I guess the first caller didn't get it right, but there's been five in a row right now, and the record is six in a row. And we're going to disqualify the very first caller and say that we are now going to equal the record. We're going to match the record, tie the record, if Victor in Los Angeles gets this correct.
Get the degree. Get the degree. Get the degree. Get the degree.
Victor in Los Angeles, you're at 97.1.
Get the degree.
Okay, never mind.
So you're over, right? Oh, there he goes.
Second.
There goes the record, everybody. Victor in Los Angeles destroyed it for everybody. All right, we continue here. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
Get the degree. Get the degree.
Let's talk to Ember here in West Hollywood. You're on the air.
Get the degree.
Oh, my God. It sounds like he said, is it debunk the degree? That's
you know
horrible.
What? That is exactly what he's saying.
Yes.
Give up, big hand, would you please?
Yeah, good for you, Ember. Hey, is that Amber, A-M-B-E-R?
It's Ember.
E-M-B-E-R.
Yeah, E-M-B-E-R.
I see. All right. Well, congratulations, Ember.
Thank you.
You get yourself tickets. You're going to
awesome.
Independent Film Festival.
Thank you so much.
All right. Hold on one second. Congratulations to Amber.
Give it the degree.
Give it the degree, I believe what he's saying.
Give it the degree. Give it the degree.
Jesus Christ. All right, we move on. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Form a whole adamatura. Form a whole adamatura. Form a whole adamatura. Form a whole adamatura.
All right, Brian and Irvine, you're on 97.1.
Form a whole adamatura.
Oh, I hope you can play that for me again.
Sure.
Form a whole adamatura.
Something or cemetery? I don't know.
I believe that is incorrect.
No!
Sir. Brian in Redlands, you're on the air.
Form a whole adamatura.
One more time.
Form a whole adamatura.
I got to tap out. Sorry
pass
about
on.
That.
All right,
that's
press
a no,
on.
No.
Brian in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
Form a whole adamatura.
From a hall or a dormitory.
From a whole adamatura.
You know, we're going to give that to you, dude.
We love
okay,
you, buddy. Cool, man.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I think it's former home. He started to say home and then dropped off the M and the E and then said dormitory.
From a whole adamatura.
But it sounds like former whore or a dormitory.
From a whole adamatura.
Yes. Fantastic. All right, we move on here. And what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
Zanona, look at that, Zanona. Zanona, look at that, Zanona. Zanona, look at that, Zanona. Zanona, look at that, Zanona.
Jesus Christ.
Zanona, look at that, Zanona. Zanona, look at that, Zanona.
Jesus
all right,
Christ.
I got it. I got it. Let's talk to a Jesse in Torrance. You're on 97.1.
Zanona, look at that, Zanona.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yeah, can you play that again, please?
Sure.
Zanona, look at that, Zanona.
Oh, man, one more time, please.
Zanona, look at that, Zanona.
Yo, I'm looking at the no one.
Nah, I think that is incorrect, sir. All right, Stuart in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Zanona, look at that, Zanona. Zanona, look at that, Zanona.
Hey, Tim, big stud, man. Big
Thank
stud.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, man.
One last time.
Here we go.
Zanona, look at that, Zanona.
Telling him what I'm looking at? Obama?
No.
That's not it.
Zanona, look at that, Zanona. Zanona, look at that, Zanona.
Kevin in Huntington Beach, you're on the air.
Zanona, look at that, Zanona.
Tell me what I'm looking at, Obama?
No, that's not it either.
No! Zanona, look at that, Zanona. Zanona, look at that, Zanona.
Bernard in Torrance, you're on the air.
Zanona, look at that, Zanona.
One more time, please, Tim.
All right, here we go.
Zanona, look at that, Zanona.
Tell him what I'm looking at, Zanona.
Zanona, look at that, Zanona.
Listen to it again, dude. Carefully. You got pretty close.
Zanona, look at that, Zanona.
Tell him what I'm looking at, Ramona.
No, that's not it.
You're stupid.
All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Let's talk to Ariel in Costa Mesa. You're on 97.1.
Zanona, look at that, Zanona.
Don't know what I'm looking at, Sedona.
I think that's wrong, too.
No!
Sarah in Long Beach, you're on the air.
Zanona, look at that, Zanona.
I hear it one more time?
Yes.
Zanona, look at that, Zanona.
Some of them looking at another?
I believe that's wrong, too.
No. Zanona, look at that, Zanona.
All right, Vic in Calabasas, you're on the air.
Zanona, look at that, Zanona.
One more time, please.
Zanona, look at that, Zanona.
Tell them what I'm looking at, Zanona.
I think that's wrong, too.
No!
Ryan in Chino Hills.
Zanona, look at that, Zanona.
Bad vibes. Ray in San Pedro.
Zanona, look at that, Zanona.
Don't. Look at that. Simona? I don't know.
I believe that's wrong, too.
It is absolutely retarded.
I think we're going to have to give you this one.
Zanona, look at that, Zanona.
Someone done look at that. It's an owner.
Zanona, look at that, Zanona. Zanona, look at that, Zanona.
Someone done look at that. It's an owner.
Zanona, look at that, Zanona.
Yeah, I think he's talking about a car or something, but he's talking about the owner of
Zanona, look at that, Zanona.
Someone don't look at that. Back up. It's an owner. All right. We move on here. What the hell does Jesse Jackson say?
When murder and mud it was. When murder and mud it was. When murder and mud it was. When murder and mud it was.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
I like Jesse to play this game. We still have his cell phone number, right?
Yeah, we can call him.
Yeah, we should call him and have him play.
When murder and mud it was. When murder and mud it was.
All right, Cindy out in Reseda. You're on 97.1.
When murder and mud it was.
She hung up. How about Donna in Rancho Cucamonga? You're on the air.
When murder and mud it was.
Can you say it one more time?
Sure.
When murder and mud it was.
From a murder at Mardi Gras?
No, but that's very close.
No!
Very close. Listen to it again.
When murder and mud it was.
Dan in Woodland Hills, you're on the air.
When murder and mud it was.
By murder and Marty's Loft.
Nah, Marty's no! Loft. No. David in West Covina, you're on the air.
When murder and mud it was.
My mother in Mardi Gras.
No.
Son, shut up.
My mother in Mardi Gras.
When murder and mud it was. When murder and mud it was.
Roger in San Diego, you're on the air.
When murder and mud it was.
A murder and Mardi Gras?
No, it's not Mardi Gras.
When murder and mud it was. When murder and mud it was. When murder and mud it was.
Billy in Long Beach, you're on the air.
When murder and mud it was.
That's right. Say it one more time.
When murder and mud it was.
The river and muddy you walk?
No!
All right.
When murder and mud it was. When murder and mud it was.
Jesse in Ontario, you're on the air.
When murder and mud it was.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Okay.
When murder and mud it was.
My mother and my wolf.
Nah,
that's a no-no.
You playing at
that's
home?
That's a no-no. Huh?
You at home?
Yeah.
Sounds like you got a lot of people over there.
Yeah, we're the people in the garage. We're the ones that listen to you. Daryl called last weekend.
Oh, that's great, man.
Yeah, we're playing along again.
And how many is you have you sit in that garage?
Oh, this week we got six now.
Jesus Christ. I got to move out to Ontario.
Okay. Hey, we love your show.
Thank you. It sounds like you guys are having a better time than people in San Fernando Valley.
Oh, heck yeah. Love your show. Love your show.
Why aren't you guys inside the house with the air conditioner on?
Oh, no, because we can't smoke in there and drink beer.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling, baby.
All right.
All right. There she goes, everybody. Jessie and her five friends in Ontario sitting in a garage. Drinking and smoking and listening to what the hell did Jesse Jackson say?
Give up, Big Ham, would you please?
What a Thursday night they got going out in Ontario. Yeah, it's by about 94 degrees still out there, sitting in the garage, sweating their ass off, drinking probably decent beer. May not be, there's probably a fridge in that garage. Smoking pot, smoking cigarettes, I know what they're doing, and enjoying themselves. That's what everybody should be doing. It's like the good old days, sitting around a radio, drinking and smoking cigarettes. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
When murder and mud it was.
Stacy in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
When murder and mud it was.
The murder of a martyr involved.
Ooh, that guy had it. Say what that guy said.
Okay, hey, we love your show.
Hey.
I think you guys are having a better time than people.
That chick from Ontario's on again.
Inside the house.
They don't
put on my mother.
Oh,
no, because we can't smoke in there and drink beer.
Okay. All right, thanks for calling,
baby.
All righty.
All right,
there she goes again. Simon in Rancho Palos Verdes, you're on the air.
Murder and martyr it was?
That's exactly right, dude.
Yeah!
Yes. For murder and martyr it was. Congratulations, dude.
Thank you.
Hey, you know what a martyr is?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's someone that gives their life, I guess, for some kind of purpose.
Yeah, you're Jesus right, man. Christ. I think you're correct there. All right, congratulations. You got a big house out there in Rancho Palos Verdes?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice, you know. I'm
beautiful out there. Yeah, beautiful out there, huh?
Yeah.
You on one of those cliffs?
No, but...
You got a view of the ocean, I bet.
Yeah, I have a view of San Pedro and the bridges and everything.
If I ever moved out of San Fernando Valley, I think I'd move there. Yeah, it's great. All right, buddy, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right, you just won yourself a 4-pack of tickets to Indie Fest 2008. Party with great independent film artists at AMC Theaters and the House of Blues in downtown Disney tomorrow through August 15th. So something else to do in Southern California for you. All right, we're going to play his clip for you, come back and ask you what he's saying. Again, it's What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? To participate, call us here at 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
520-9710.
Yes, that's the number, man. All right, here's the clip for you a couple times. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
In your secret place. In your secret place.
Getting jiggy with it.
Back up.
What time is it?
I got 10 seconds to get to the dance floor.
Put your hand together on your feet.
It does not make sense.
And what is going on?
Back up.
What time is it?
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. We're in the middle of What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? It's about 27 minutes after 8 p.m. here. Just enjoying a Thursday in Southern California. And it is What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? It's a very simple game. We play a clip. If you get it right, you're going to get yourself a prize. If you get it wrong, we move on. Very simple game. Not a lot of complex rules. Here we go. What the hell is Jesse saying?
In your secret place.
Let's talk to Robin on the 405. You're on 97.1.
In your secret place.
I think I understand that one. That's in your secret place.
Yeah.
We love you, buddy.
Good for you, dude. All right, hold on one sec. We don't have any more of those passes left, but we got two VIP passes to the same deal, Indie Fest 2008.
Nice.
8 days, 8 charities, party with the great independent film artists at AMC Theaters and the House of Blues in downtown Disney tomorrow through August 15th. So we no longer have the four packs, but now we have a VIP. We have two VIP passes. And I'm not sure what's more valuable, two VIP passes or four regular tickets. I don't know. All right, but anyway, congratulations. Yeah, that's exactly what he's saying.
In your secret place.
In your secret place. We move on.
You're on the Caitlin Bill in London.
Oh, boy.
You're on the Caitlin Bill in London. You're on the Caitlin Bill in London.
Oh, okay, I got it.
You're on the Caitlin Bill in London. You're on the Caitlin Bill in London.
Lonnie in Huntington Beach, you're on the air.
You're on the Caitlin Bill in London.
You have the Taken Me and Lovin'.
Wow.
No!
That is not even close, dude. You should be ashamed of yourself for that attempt.
Back up, back up.
Shame. Shame, shame on you. Carrie in Ventura, you're on the air.
You're on the Caitlin Bill in London.
Can you repeat it one more time?
Sure.
You're on the Caitlin Bill in London.
You are the Kingdom in London.
I think that's wrong.
No!
Wait, what did you say it was?
You are the Kingdom in London?
You're stupid!
It's very close, but not quite.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thanks for calling, baby. All right, there she goes.
You're on the Caitlin Bill in London.
Jennifer and Downey, you're on the air. Aw, computer stopped. Here we go.
You're on the Caitlin Bill in London.
Can I get a hint?
Yeah, the last chick got it wrong.
I don't know. Can I hear it again?
Sure.
You're on the Caitlin Bill in London.
You're on a Technique something in London?
That's a no-no.
I think that's incorrect.
Oh.
How old's that baby in your arms?
Oh, he's 20 months.
Ah, beautiful, huh?
Yeah.
Is that your first kid?
Yeah, it is. And you know what he actually says? Oh, Babu.
Yeah, I think that's just something that kids say, unless he's heard it on the radio here.
No, his dad taught him because he's a big fan of yours.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Aw, that's pretty cool. All right, well, what's that kid's name?
Aiden.
Aiden. Excellent. All right, well, congratulations on that healthy boy.
Do I get a consolation prize? For my son.
If you get that, if you get that kid to say Babu, I'll do it.
Oh, okay. Aiden. Oh, Babu. Come on, say it. Say, oh, Babu. Oh, he says no.
Yeah.
Well, all you're right. A big stud.
Thank you, baby. All
you
right,
got a big penis.
Thank you very much. It's always nice to hear from a new mother.
Okay.
All right, take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
All right. You know, that shows that chick's been listening to the show for quite a while because she understands. She's probably a very good wife, very good cook, and just kicking ass there with that baby. And she understands that guys love to hear two things. You're a big stud and you got a big penis. That's what guys love to hear, man. It's the two shortest ways to a guy's heart. Hey, man, you're a stud and you got a big penis. Guys love that. All right. I don't think it translates to chicks, though. I mean, you can't say, you know, you're a complete babe and you got big teats. I don't think a lot of women would go for that. But guys, man, they think it's a compliment. They enjoy that. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
You're on the Caitlin Bill in London. You're on the Caitlin Bill in London.
Malcolm in Ontario, you're on the air.
You're on the Caitlin Bill in London.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you play it back one more time?
Sure.
You're on the Caitlin Bill in London.
You got a kingdom girl in London?
You got a kingdom girl in London?
No.
Those are guys smoking weed, man. They came up with their own game.
You're on the Caitlin Bill in London.
I imagine if guys are smoking weed, it's a whole new game. This is probably very interesting on decent weed.
You're on the Caitlin Bill in London.
All right, let's talk to Jess in Belmont. You're on the air.
You're on the Caitlin Bill in London.
I love to hear it, man. The two shortest ways to a guy's heart. Hey, man, you're a stud, and you got a big penis.
Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Tony in Orange County, you're on the air.
You're on the Caitlin Bill in London.
You can't say.
How you doing?
Good. You're on the air.
Is she saying, or is he saying, you got to keep them, girl, and love them?
Nah, I think that's it. And it's not a she saying it, man. You got everything wrong.
You're on the Caitlin Bill in London. You're on the Caitlin Bill in London.
Here's a big hint for you. Where is London? Where is London? It's in England, but where else is it? What do they call that place that London and England is in? It's called something. It has two words. Let's talk to George in San Gabriel. You're on 97.1.
You're on the Caitlin Bill in London.
United Kingdom there and London.
There you go. Congratulations, buddy. You got yourself two VIP passes to that big film fest. United Kingdom and London.
United Kingdom and London.
United Kingdom and London.
United Kingdom and London.
There you go. Congratulations. We're moving on. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Friendship with me is not what happened to a few of them. Friendship with me is not what happened to a few of them.
Ah, this is pretty good.
Friendship with me is not what happened to a few of them. Friendship with me is not what happened to a few of them.
Ah, this is so classic, folks. And you can actually check out What the Hell Jesse Jackson Say. You can watch his show every single Saturday morning on the Word Network. What time does that show come on every Saturday morning?
It comes on at 8 a.m.
8 a.m.
on the Word Network.
Boom. All right, so call your cable provider or your satellite company and tell them you want the Word Network. And then you're going to hear it every Saturday morning, get a jump start on everybody for Thursday.
Friendship with me is not what happened to a few of them. Friendship with me is not what happened to a few of them.
All right, Javier in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Friendship with me is not what happened to a few of them.
Can you play one more time?
Yes, sir.
Friendship with me is not what happened to a few of them.
To even the crickets, just one more time.
Okay. Friendship with me is not what happened to a few of them.
This could be what happened to one of them.
No.
No.
Sorry, man. Bad vibes. Let's talk to Corey in North Hills. You're on the air.
Friendship with me is not what happened to a few of them.
Holy cow. One more time, man.
Yes, here we go.
Friendship with me is not what happened to a few of them. Friendship with me is not what happened to a few of them.
Christian hands, not what happened to him. We'll hold him.
No. Son, shut up.
That's even better, though. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Friendship with me is not what happened to a few of them. Friendship with me is not what happened to a few of them.
All right, Mario and Oxnard, you're on the air.
Friendship with me is not what happened to a few of them.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Hey, all right, dude, how are you?
All right, just waiting to be, you know, to get help here.
Yeah. Do you work and live in Oxnard?
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I always look at the weather out there because it's one of my, like, second favorite place to live, either out near Palos Verdes or Oxnard Ventura. I'm up there all the time. And in the valley, it's 97 degrees all week. In Oxnard and Ventura, it's about 68 degrees all week.
All year long. Yeah. That's how it is.
Yeah, amazing. I got to get out there. I'm so tired of that effing heat.
Well, you want to cool off? Come down here.
Yeah, I'll come to your joint. All right, here we go. You ready, Mario?
Yeah, you got it.
Here I am.
Friendship with me is not what happened to a few of them.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
I think this is what it says. What happened to me is not what happened to a few of them.
Close, dude, but we thank you for calling. Thanks for phoning. Not quite there.
Friendship with me is not what happened to a few of them.
Let's talk to Jay in Tustin. You're on 97.1.
Friendship with me is not what happened to a few of them.
Yeah, he says, please to me is not what's happened with zeros, man.
You're stupid.
Not there. Jerry and Upland, you're on the air.
Friendship with me is not what happened to a few of them.
Christianity is not what happens to a few of them.
No, wrong.
No.
Dan in Woodland Hills.
Friendship with me is not what happened to a few of them.
Preach with me is not what happened to a few of them.
I think that's incorrect, sir.
No.
Alex in Mission Viejo, you're on the air.
Friendship with me is not what happened to a few of them.
Listen to me, this isn't what happened to a few of them.
No, I think that's wrong, too. How about Mike in Bell Gardens? You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Friendship with me is not what happened to a few of them.
Did he say, you're a big stud and you got a big penis?
Yes!
I don't believe he did, but I would like to hear that from Jesse. Wouldn't that be fun?
Friendship with me is not what happened to a few of them. Friendship with me is not what happened to a few of them.
Phil in Woodland Hills, you're on 97.1.
Friendship with me is not what happened to a few of them.
Is saying this is not what happened to a few of them.
No, we're going to give it to you because you got close and nobody else got close.
There we go.
But what he's saying is the issue with me is not what happened to a few of them.
Friendship with me is not what happened to a few of them.
Yeah, the issue with me is not what happened to a few of them.
Friendship with me is not what happened to a few of them.
It's a rather complicated one. All right, congratulations, Phil in Woodland Hills. You're going out to that independent film festival. Down at, where is that, Disney, right? Yeah, House of Blues at Downtown Disney tomorrow through August 15th. So
jump up and shout.
Congratulations, man. Right, we're going to play this next clip for you a couple times. And we come back, you'll tell us what he's saying. And we're down to, we got the new prizes coming out here. A pair of tickets to see Chivas USA battle the LA Galaxy at the Home Depot Center. It's next Thursday. Visit cdchivasusa.com for all your latest in Major League Soccer action. So we'll give out three of those when we come back. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show in the middle of What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? Live on 97.1 Free FM.
The Bendigo with names assigned to them. The Bendigo with names assigned to them.
Diabetes. Testing supplies.
Diabetes. What do you do when they turn on?
Well, you know, Jesse Jackson ran historic races.
And if in a sting I've said in a hot mic statement that's interpreted as distraction, I offer apology for that, because I don't want harm to hurt to come to this campaign.
We do the Bama-rama in Washington.
If we're honest with ourselves, we'll admit that too many fathers are also missing.
Been on, been on. Pulling down the bank.
Too many fathers are MIA.
First faith base.
Too many fathers are AWOL.
That's a no-no.
If I've done any harm or hurt, for that I have deep regrets.
Beyond our experience, what Barack has done brilliantly.
I sent a message to Barack's campaign a while ago of our continued support for the campaign.
And now they're endorsing Barack.
My support for Barack and his policies are long-standing, broad-based, and deep and unequivocal. He and Michelle have taken America to another level.
What is all that about?
They were hurtful and wrong. That's the whole point. And that when you make mistakes, you should not equivocate. You should be quick to go on the offensive and not try to be evasive.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. We're in the middle of What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? Here's the clip we left you with. Good luck, everybody.
Assigned to them. The Bendigo with names assigned to them. The Bendigo with names assigned to them. The Bendigo with names assigned to them.
David in Ontario, you're on the air.
The Bendigo with names assigned to them.
We're leaving them with names assigned to them?
Yay!
Yes!
Right.
Congratulations, dude.
Thank you, man. Thank
you. All right. Hold on one sec. We'll give you the Chivas USA tickets. Yeah, that's what he's saying there.
The Bendigo with names assigned to them. The Bendigo with names assigned to them.
And then they go with names assigned to them.
The Bendigo with names assigned to them.
All right, we move on.
Shadrach, Meshach. Shadrach, Meshach. Shadrach, Meshach. Shadrach, Meshach.
Jesus Christ.
Shadrach, Meshach. Shadrach, Meshach.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Shadrach, Meshach.
Greg in Huntington Beach, you're on the air.
Shadrach, Meshach.
Shadrach, Meshach.
What is it?
Shadrach, Meshach.
I can't understand what you're saying, dude.
No!
Gil in Arcadia, you're on the air.
Shadrach, Meshach.
Say it one more time, please.
Shadrach, Meshach.
Say right, Meshach.
No, that's wrong.
No!
David in Redondo Beach, you're on the air.
Shadrach, Meshach.
He's saying we love Tim Conway Jr., but what the heck ever happened to Douglas Morris and Steckler Jr.?
Douglas has moved on from radio, and he's writing scripts and in the TV business. And we play his drops every once in a while.
God damn it!
Dougie, please. Please, the guy complimented you.
In the name of Jesus Christ, amen, can we frigging fix this? God damn, am I getting tired of this? We can... You know, bounced around to every frigging different time slot, and then we frigging show up for work, and they can't even frigging fix the frigging board! God damn it! Get your frigging act together here! Chris, Richard, you frigging tons of fun! You with the frigging Pete Rose hairdo! Get your engineering asses in here and lock this off! I'm not doing this anymore!
Steckler
you
is leaving.
Sons of bitches! You frigging sons of bitches! Fix this frigging booth! Or I'm gonna kick your ass all the way to China!
Wow! What a way
God
to start
damn
off, huh?
You mother effing sons of bitches!
Get along, little doggy. I'll take the coffee. Oh, no. Steckler's leaving now. He's leaving the booth. He's not coming.
I think the anger was a little misplaced there. Jesus, was that guy hot. That day really got... I think his mail came late that day, and that's what really upset him.
Shatrack Meshack.
All right, here we go.
Shatrack Meshack.
Benny and Carson, you're on the air.
Shatrack Meshack.
Shatrack Meshack?
No, very close.
No.
Ivan and Northridge.
Shatrack Meshack.
Hey, didn't you guys already play that?
No, I don't think we did.
Shatrack Meshack.
Shatrack and Meshack or something like that.
No, get out.
No.
Chuck and Santa Ana, you're on the air.
Shatrack Meshack.
Yeah, I think he's saying Shatrack Meshack as in Shatrack Meshack and Abednego.
Shatrack Meshack.
You win, dude.
All right.
Yeah.
I get to see T-Bod.
Yes. What is Shatrack Meshack?
Huh?
What is that? What did he just say?
Those are the three guys in the Bible who got thrown into the furnace but didn't burn.
Look at you, dude.
Shatrack Meshack.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Your Bible studies paid off.
How about that?
Your Bible studies got you soccer tickets. That's pretty rare.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. All right. Hold on one sec, dude.
All right.
Congratulations. Look at that guy with his Bible knowledge, man.
Shatrack Meshack.
When's the last time your Bible knowledge got you free tickets to a soccer game? Maybe the only guy in Los Angeles that happened to.
Shatrack Meshack.
We just have to come up here.
All right, here we go.
We just have to come up here. We just have to come up here. We just have to come up here.
Ben and Downey, you're on the air.
We just have to come up here.
Tap out, man. Tap out.
All right, there you go.
Suck it.
Let's talk to a Matt in Orange. You're on 97.1.
We just have to come up here.
Be the Shrek?
I believe that's incorrect.
No!
Galvin in Azusa, you're on the air. Or Gavin, I'm sorry.
We just have to come up here.
I got a little bit of stutter in there. Could you go one more time?
Be the chance to come up here.
Be the chance to come up here?
Be the chance to come up here. Be the chance to come up here. Be the chance to come up here.
No, that is wrong.
That's a no-no.
Francis in Oxnard, you're on 97.1.
Be the chance to come up here.
Give him the chance to come up here?
Be the chance to come up here.
No, but that's
you're close. Stupid.
Miguel in Oxnard, you're on the air.
Be the chance to come up here.
All right. Please shut up and come up here.
We just have to come up here.
What is it?
Please shut up and come up here.
We just have to come up here.
No, I think that's wrong.
Shut up. We just have to come up here. We just have to come up here. We just have to come up here.
Let's talk to Arian and on the 210. You're on 97.1.
We just have to come up here.
Hey, huh? You're on the air. You got it?
We
just have to come up here.
I got it bad. Thank you.
Bad vibes. How about Jonathan in Woodland Hills? You're on the air.
We just have to come up here.
No, I was actually calling for the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I knew that one. This one I have no idea.
Hell
yes. I got to tell you, you're the funniest guy in the world. I love your show.
You're the best, dude.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling,
appreciate
man. All right, there he goes. Felice in Los Angeles, my favorite caller. You're on the air.
We just have to come up here.
First, I want to tell you, you're a huge stud and have a gigantic wiener.
Wow.
Yeah, and can I get
I you know what? I wouldn't feel so uncomfortable, but you sound like my grandmother saying that.
Can my son say, ba-ba-boo? Do I get a consolation prize?
How old's your kid, 30?
19. I really want to go to Commerce. They can check me on at the door for weapons. Can I go to the poker party if I get this right?
They might have to double check
I'm
you,
fine.
Baby.
I'll buy you a couple of shots of tequila. It'll be fun. Yeah. I'll buy your kid an outfit.
Wow.
I want to go, man.
All right. Hold on, Felice.
I didn't even tell you what Jesse Jackson said. I just told you he had a humongous wiener.
I know, but there's only so many minutes that guys
so
can take.
Go to Commerce and let somebody else win.
No, listen to it. Okay, here we go.
We just have to come up here.
What?
We just have to come up here.
I'm going to bring my shaft up here.
No, get out of here. Hold on one sec. Hold on! I can't take it anymore. You got to talk to Gina about that. There's only so much high voice that listeners can take here in Southern California. All right, what he's saying here.
We just have to come up here.
It's,
We just have to come up here.
We just have to come up here. All right, wait, what was that? Was that the last clip we had on?
We just have to come up here.
I think we already had a winner on that, right? What the hell? I'm so confused. All right, dudes, we're going to do news next with Gina Gray. Gina, what's going on with that news tonight, baby?
Well, Tom Likas could be preparing for a career in law enforcement, and Kobe and Susan Sarandon have a lot in common. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
Fantastic. Both off to Italy, I guess. All right, also right now, the David Letterman top 10 list. The top 10 signs your country is not going to win any Olympic medals. Good list tonight, huh, Randy?
It's about the Olympics! And the Olympics are tonight!
All right, the top 10 signs your country is not going to win an Olympic medal.
Because they suck!
All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
No!
Even though we sometimes would not get a thing, we were happy with the joy the day would bring. Sneaking out the back door, hang out with those hoodlum friends of mine.
Right, I'm going to keep your job.
Freely out the back door, but though I thought I told you not to go outside.
First class, you could have gotten kicked by a bigger sheep. Let me hear you scream.